Okay, Emanuele, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So, I come from the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast, and we have a pretty large archive of our forecast, in fact, the largest in the world. And so, extracting data from there is quite tricky. What do we do? We are an international organization financed by 34 member states, and we perform operational services, namely weather forecast, and we support the national weather services in the exploitation of our data. We do research in this field, and we also provide some Copernicus services, so free access to some of our data and some data that we compute especially for that. Obviously, this is not just computing. We also have to acquire quite a lot of data. In fact, weather data for us are two main categories. One is made by observation, so we collect data from satellite, from radar, from weather station, and whatever we can fetch, and we archive those data in our system, and then we use those observations to create an interpolation of the status of the atmosphere. Then, from that interpolation, we start our numerical models that are coupled models, so we have an ocean model, and a sea ice model, a land model, and an atmosphere one. Obviously, we are more interested in the atmosphere. This model is producing a simulated set of variables for each cell of our grid.